start a bit of new sugar. So we'll go outside the bottom test of the valve. We had we said the answer to the question, the whole question that plagued us this whole almond was Oinus. Why a case of Oinus gets Malthus? Surely, it does not get Malthus. Surely it's a Lavshin Kodmasi. So how can we say you can get married to her and therefore not get Malthus? That was a question that was plagued us this whole almond. We come to the bottom of the almond, we have Rava, who brings the pasuk. It says Kol Yomo. So we darish it means that is a mitzvah assay after you divorce her to get that married to her. So therefore, Kol Yomo, that's what it means, Kol Yomo Amoid Vahasa. That there's a mitzvah assay always to have the possibility of marrying her until the end of your life or her life, and therefore not getting Malthus. Now the Gemara, and that's why you would not get Malthus, even though it's a lav shekod maaseh, the Torah makes it a lav hamitzvah maaseh. Now the Gemara questions us and says, we have two shittas here. We have, right, every lav hamitzvah maaseh, yeah, every lav which has an assay afterwards to fix it. The question is as follows. Is pshat that you have a lav, you've done a lav, and instead of getting Malthus, you can be mekayim that assay to fix it. So you've done something wrong, you've got a black stain, and this black stain gives you Malthus, let's say. However, you can clean it up by doing the mitzvah. So that's one way of saying it. Or, it doesn't have to fix it necessarily, just the possibility of fixing it is already enough. Meaning to say the fact that this love has the possibility of fixing it means to say based on giving Malthus. Yeah, what's enough to come in between them? Let's say he doesn't fix it, he stands the possibility of fixing it. For example, he comes to base, and basically says to him, you better remarry her. And he says, no, I don't want to. At that point, do we give him Malthus? Because he's not fixing it. But he still has the possibility of changing his mind the next day until the rest of his life. So that's a question. Does he get Malthus in such an instance? And that's what the Gemara calls kimoi bali kimoi or bitloi bali bitloi. Kimoi bali kimoi means, is it pshat that he has to have a possibility of mekayim? Basically, comes to basin and basin says, "Kaimoi, meaning be mekayim the mitzvah's assay." And then, if the loy kaimoi, if you're not going to mekayim it, you get malchus. That's kaimoi v'le kaimoi. Or is it bitloy, which means to say, as long as if he's mevatel it, he gets malchus. If he's not mevatel the assay, he doesn't get malchus. Then we're going to see later on how can he mevatel the mitzvah's assay of marrying him? What could he do in order to ensure he can never remarry her? Yeah, he has to do something that in order to ensure he's never going to remarry her. So that's bitloy bitloy bitloy. So ask the Gemara, yes, I understand the call for shitta, bitloy bitloy bitloy, that meaning to say all the time he has the possibility of remarrying her, he doesn't get Malthus. Then we can touch the posuk, kol yom of amay b'achsor, because it's true. The rest of his time, he's alive, he can fix it by getting remarried to her. However, if you hold kaimoi b'lei kaimoi, then he can't just get married. Then it's not pshat for the rest of his life he has the possibility of marrying her and getting off from Malthus. Rather, when he comes to Mason the first time, Mason says to him, either marry her or get Malthus. So there's no kol yomov. He doesn't have the rest of his life in order to fix it. He can fix it on the spot now in Mason by marrying her, or that's it, he gets Malthus. So you can't say kol yomov avay b'hachsu. He does not have that possibility. The possible can't mean that. So that's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara goes on to Amud Beis and says that the Gemara goes on to say that this shitta which holds bitloy 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 is Rabbi Yehuda's shitta. We are trying to answer Rabbi Yehuda. So you started with a member of Rabbi Yehuda. We are trying to answer him, and he's the one who holds that anytime you've got the possibility of being kind, this is Asi Dung and Malchus. So Mamash fits hand in hand with the shitta. Yeah, these are complicated ideas. I'll just briefly in a nutshell, so try to say again. The question is, what the every lav identifies assay? You have a lav followed by assay to fix it. Is Peshat that the assay literally fixes the lav? Which means to say, as long as you do the mitzvah assay, you fixed it. If you don't do it, you haven't fixed it, you get malchus. Or any time that assay is still there in order to be able to be fixed, picks the lab, then he doesn't get harvest. Nakamin it is. If he decides not to do it, he still has the possibility of doing it. And we're asking if he's got the possibility. I understand if, as long as he's got the possibility of doing it, that's why the Pasuk says Kol Yomov. However, if he hasn't, as soon as he says, I don't want to marry her, he gets Malkus, then it's a bit with the Pasuk, Kol Yomov. He doesn't have all those days. The Gemara answers, yes, but that shitter is Rabbi Yehuman, and we're trying to answer Rabbi Yehuman if it's very well. If I threw in a deep end, David, because we went over this quite a few times yesterday, so I apologize.
It's all right.
But let's go on. Let's go on to the test problem, please. Let's see the bit more inside. The third line down, the ton of ton. Well, let's just read this part inside. It's basically reiterating the point. Three lines down, test problem, please. Third level line, the ton of. The Tony Tana coming to Rehman. The Tana said the name of Rehman. Kol mitzvah leisa asay sheish bokam asay. Every leisa asay which has an asay to fix it. Kaim asay shabbat. If you are a kaim asay potter, your potter is malchus. Bitzla asay shabbat. If you are a battle that asay, chayim. Then you're chayim malchus. So now it's a bit of a two ends of the spectrum here. If you're a kaim, then you don't get malchus. If you're a battle, then you do get malchus. What happens if you're not Makayim, but you are Mabatim? Sorry, what happens if you're not Makayim, but you're not Mabatim? Meaning to say, he decides I'm not going to do the mitzvah, but he still has the possibility of doing the mitzvah at the time. Where does it fit in the bracer? The bracer spoke about two ends. What about this middle case? There's three possibilities. Number one, Makayim. Number three, being Mabatim. What about number two, where he's not Makayim, but not Mabatim? That's basically where the Machlokes lies. So now, so Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda says back, Maika Omrus, what's this price mean to say? Kayim Potter, what's the price mean to say? If you're Makayim now, it's Sase, you're Potter. Loi Kayim Chayim, if you decide not to Makayim it, you're Chayim, even though you haven't been Mavatel. Or, Bittel Chayim means to say, if you're Mavatel, then you're Chayim. Loi Bittel, but if you're not Mavatel, as long as, even if you're not Makayim, Potter. So that's the two possibilities in this middle of the spectrum case. So that's the two possibilities. Now the Gemara says, this Machlok is about these two possibilities. Tani bitli. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, I understand the braisa to mean it's dependent on if you're mavatal or not mavatal. That's what it's all dependent on. Rabbi Shimon Shakish says, no, kaimi bitli kaimi, it's dependent on whether you're makayim or not makayim. So therefore, the fear of Yehuda, that's Taylor on, is dependent on a bit label it or whether you're a battle or not a battle. Therefore, as long as you have the possibility of the kind of its assay, then you don't get Malchus. Whereas the fear of Shlokish, that's all dependent on if you're Makayim or not. If you're not Makayim, you get Malchus. Yeah, is that clear in the reading of the Gemara? Is everyone happy the way I've read the Gemara in that way?
Yeah, just repeat it, the last bit.
Okay, so again, we've got this braisa which says a cryptic two ends of the spectrum statement. It says, if you're Makayim Ma'aseh, you're Potiphar Malchus. If you're Mabatal Ma'aseh, you're Chayim Malchus.
Yeah.
So what happens if you're not Makayim, but not Mabatal? You decide not to do the mitzvah, but you still have the possibility of doing the mitzvah. I'll give you an example. Maybe an example will bring it out clearly. Yeah, this onus who divorces his wife, he can get married to her again. He's got a sin to get married. Let's say he decides not to get married, but he's still got the possibility of getting married. How is he in a battle? Let's say he makes a neder, I'm never going to have an anor from you. Now it's not possible to get married to her. You can't be married to someone without having an anor from them. So it's impossible to get married. That's called a battle, that I say. But let's say he just decides, I'm not going to marry her, but I'm not going to make a neder to Mavatal Asay. So then it would be a machlekas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, a last identical Asay, the Chi of Malkus is dependent on if he's Mavatal Mitzvah Asay or not Mavatal Mitzvah Asay. As long as he's not Mavatal Mitzvah Asay, he gets off of Malkus. And therefore, in this case, where he's not a kain, but not a battle, potter. Whereas Rish Lakish says, no, laughing to God say, the chiyuv malchus is dependent on if you're Makayim or not Makayim. Meaning to say, if you're Makayim in Mitzvahs Aseh, you don't get malchus. Whereas if you're not Makayim in Mitzvahs Aseh, you do get malchus. And therefore, in our case, where he decides not to marry her, even though he's on the battle, he would get malchus. So says the Gemara, this is where we were up to yesterday. But my commitment to you, what is the...
Was the example of the Neder one which Rashi gives, or was it...
I think it's going to come up in the Gemara. I think it's going to come up in the Gemara on Tessai. I think Rashi does bring it in.
If you make a Neder, then there's nothing to say that you can't break the Neder. You then have different other problems and bigger headaches. But it doesn't stop you from marrying them if you make a Neder. So...
Interesting point there. You're saying, you mean if you would go ahead and marry her,
then you should no longer be chayav for love. You then be chayav whatever it is that you get for breaking a neder.
It's true, but basically, we ensure that you don't get remarried to her. Therefore, the Mrs. Asi is not just to. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I have to go into that. But how much we rebuttal her? Sorry?
Based and empowered to fulfill the Neder.
Well, I mean, any basin has the power to ensure that people are keeping mitzvahs. You know, if they see someone not building a sukkah, then they can give them malchus until they build a sukkah.
And why couldn't they just be helping to be bitui, like whatever it's mavata, the Neder?
Okay, so we have to, there's certain conditions. So I think the Gemara is going to speak out. He does it in a certain way that basin can't be made to the Neder.
Okay.
There's certain ways to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll see more of this in an almost time. We'll come back to your question hopefully then. So it's a good, fair question. Okay, thanks for that point. So what is the root of this machlokes asking? What's the root of whether or not it's dependent on if you're Makayim or not Makayim, or whether it's dependent on if you're Mabat or not Mabat? Says the Gemara, my commitment, what is machlokes on? By Hasra'a Sofik commitment. It's dependent on the rule of Hasra'a Sofik. What's Hasra'a Sofik? Let's just read one bit better. Ma'asava Hasra'a Sofik Shema Hasra'a, Ma'asava Hasra'a Sofik Lo Shema Hasra'a. One should hold Hasra'a Sofik is Hasra'a, and the other one holds it's not Hasra'a. What does that mean? What's Hasra'a Sofik? So the best example we're going to bring in a few lines time is if someone wants to eat, someone has to eat kodshim. So he has got a certain amount of time to eat kodshim. And he's not allowed to go past that time without eating it. So it's a lab, loisis yirumenu ad boika, don't leave it until the morning. Now, he's done a lab, so you should get malchus if he leaves it over till the morning. But he never was able to get a hasra'a from Aiden, he never put a warning from Aiden. Why? Because what are the Aiden going to warn him? At 12 o'clock midnight, you better not leave this over till the morning. He can say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong now, I can eat it before 3 o'clock, whenever Ali starts. Meaning, you haven't given me a warning when I'm doing the love. There's a rule. The warning has to be done at the time when he transgressed the love. Now, when does he transgress the love? Any point between now and the morning is the point where he transgresses it by not eating it. So that's what's called Hasra'a Sofik. We're not sure if your Hasra'a is going to lead to a malchus or not. So it says it's more relevant to here. When you transgress the love, a lav in it to Nasei, any lav which is affixed to Nasei, the Nasei can fix it up. When he transgresses a lav, what's Aida going to say to him? Don't transgress a lav or you'll get malchus. He can say, well, what do you mean I'll get malchus? I won't get malchus because I'll just be Makayim Nasei afterwards. Yeah, you tell me not to divorce my wife, but I'll get married to her again afterwards. So it's a Hasra'a Sofik. What he done doesn't definitively lead to a malchus. Now this depends, says the Gemara. If you hold, it's dependent that a lav into Nasei is dependent on whether you're a battle or not a battle. The malchus is dependent on whether you're a battle or not a battle. So fine, so I can understand. Yeah, sorry. Then it's going to be Hasra'a Sofik. Why? When you transgress the lav, you haven't done anything really, because you can always fix it. all the time you have the possibility to fix it, you won't get Malchus. Only when you have a Vatel Mitzvahs assay afterwards, you make a Neder, that's the point where you have Malchus. So therefore, we can't say that the Hasra came at the time of Yochai Malchus, because the Chiyuv Malchus was dependent on the future time where you'll make a Neder. When you transgress the Lavi in divorce day, you didn't do anything. At that point, there wasn't something specifically wrong. I mean, he did something wrong, sorry, he did something wrong, but that does not give you a Malchus until you're Mabata. Whereas, let's bring the contrast out, whereas, if the Chiyuv Malchus is dependent on if you're Makai, not Makai. So when he did the lab, Adam gave him the warning and said, you better not do this lab, you better not divorce her. And when he divorced, he did something wrong. Now, what can he do? What was he going to do? He's going to say, well, I might get married to her again. But he doesn't have to do anything extra in order to hide the Malchus. He just has to refuse to marry her. That's nothing. All you're doing is continuing what you were doing before. You transgress the law by divorcing it. And then you want to fix it. But that's all a continuation of what you were doing before. You decided, I'm going to continue by remaining divorced from her. So that's not called Hasra Safi, because there, the Hasra, in the status it was, led to a Malchus. It's a bit complicated, this, because there's actually two ways to explain this. It's a Machlokes Rashi. I think it's a Machlokes Rashi, at least. It's not certainly clear that it's a Machlokes, but there seems to be two different ways of saying this. I'll try to say it again. It's a bit complicated. When someone transgresses the lab, sheish bayase, yeah? Lab is the classic. So he's divorced his wife. So he's transgressed the lab. How do we view it? Does that mean he's chayav Malchus now? Just he can get out of the Malchus by saying, I'll do the mitzvah assay to get out of Malchus. Like, the mitzvah assay is instead of the Malchus. So that's the shit of kaimei v'lei kaimei. It's all dependent on your kaimei assay. So then you say, it's the Hasra Svadai. When he transgressed the lab and divorced his wife, he did something wrong then. Yeah, he just didn't fix it in order to get out of the Malchus, but he's always hired the Malchus. He by divorcing his wife, gave himself a chiyuv malchus. He can get out of it by mekayem mitzvah. So it's a hasra svadai. It's a definite warning for malchus. When the angels say to him, don't divorce your wife, the divorce gives him malchus. Just he can pat himself on the malchus by marrying her again. Whereas if you hold this dependent on bitloy, meaning to say it's dependent on whether or not you're a bat from a sassy, when he divorces his wife, the Adam can't say to him, when you divorce your wife, you get a Malchus. It's not true. He's not chai Malchus until he's a bat from a sassy by making a neder. The chai of Malchus is not under completion until he's a bat from a sassy. Try put it a different way. The question is there two components in order to make yourself higher, or one component? According to the Manda Omar, that kaimoi, that is all dependent on whether you're Makayim Asay or not Makayim Asay. So there's one component, transgressing the law. He has to get himself out of the Malchus by doing something. But the present status, he is someone who's higher Malchus. Whereas if you hold this dependent on being mevatel and it's assay, so you need two components there. A, you need to divorce his wife, and B, he has to make a neder in order to never marry her again. But that's a problem. You can't. The warning has to be before the lav, and the warning itself wasn't at the completion of the chiyuv malchus, because he still needed that extra component there. Yeah, is that? Yeah, that's a general idea here. That's what we're saying, is it? Let's see that inside. The microbiome, but Hasra Sothi. It's dependent on the rule of Hasra Sothi. Mass of Hasra Sothi, Shema Hasra. Mass of Hasra Sothi, Loi Shema Hasra. Yes, yeah, so again, I'm not sure if we call that, David. The question, I try to put it very simply in the way, is there two components in the Chi of Malchus or one component? According to the man the Omar, that's dependent on the Mekai Nasei, not Mekai Nasei. So his Chi of Malchus has one component in it, transgressing the law. He just can get out of it by Mekai Nasei. Whereas if you hold this dependent on the Mabatal Mitzvah, so there's two components here. A, he needs to divorce his wife, and B, he has to Mabatal it by making an Eidah. And those two components, he has to have Hasra before the Lav. So he never was able to have Hasra on the completion of the Chiyuv Malchus because he needed both components there. And the Hasra came before one part of the move. Okay. Vazal Tamayus says to Gemara, they're going Lishatasi. They're going, each one according to their own shit. Why? To Itma. It's stated, Shvua Sha'ichu Kigazah Yoy. What happens if someone makes a Shvua? Shvua is like a similar to a Neder. He says, I will eat this loaf of bread today. Now, dinner is, if he doesn't eat the loaf of bread, he's transgressed his Shvua. And that's a Lavan Atera. Those shop with Shmuel Shekin. Don't swear in the name of Hashem falsely. So, what is the din if he transgresses the lav? What happens if he doesn't eat the bread today? By not eating it, he's been over this shvua. He said he would eat the shvua, I will eat it, and he doesn't eat it. What about Yom Le'ach? He doesn't eat it. Rabbi Yechon Mishlakish is machlekes Rabbi Yechon Mishlakish. The Amrit Havayu. Sorry. Rabbi Yechon Mishlakish, Amrit Havayu, both Rabbi Yechon Mishlakish say, Eile Leika. You do not get Malchus. Although usually, if you're over a Shkua, you would get Malchus. Here you don't get Malchus. Why? Rabbi Yechon Eile Leika, why does Rabbi Yechon say you don't get Malchus? You're going to dust his eye now. We shouldn't have a lav shave in Maisa. He didn't do any action. You only get Malchus on a lav which has an action. He didn't do any action. He just didn't eat. Well, actually, we might say, like, look, any lab which doesn't have an action does not get Malchus. Rish Lakish, over Rish Lakish holds, ain't a loika, you don't get Malchus. Why? We should have a Hasra Sophic. The reason is because it's Hasra Sophic, because Hasra Sophic, Lishma Hasra. Any Hasra Sophic is not to the Hasra. Now, why is Hasra Sophic here? Well, the Eidim are going to give him a warning and say, if you don't eat your loaf of bread, you're going to be over in your Shua and Chayav Malchus. For 1 second. He said, the whole day he's got to eat the liver bread. So at what point are the Eidim going to give him Hasra? They're going to say at midday, you better eat your loaf of bread. He's going to say, well, I've still got time. You haven't given me Hasra when I'm being over on my lav, because right now I'm not being over anything. I've still got time to eat it. I'm not transgressing anything. Hasra has to be connected in time to the lav. So where the lav is to, let's say, not eat pork, so they give him Hasra, don't eat pork, he needs pork straight away. So that's transgressing the lav. Here, it's not so simple because he's saying the lav is he has to eat loaf of bread. He should not go the whole day without eating loaf of bread. So what point is he, what pinpoint the time when he's chayav? You know, you can't pinpoint that time. So therefore, the Hasra is not given at a time where he's been transgressing the lav. Now, we spoke about yesterday, what happens if you give Hasra just before Nacht, let's say, just before the day ends. Why can't you give Masra then? And therefore it's connected to the point. At that second, you can say, well, that's the second way he's chayav, because he should have eaten that second. So it is spoken about. I think the answer they give is, I think it's a Rashi somewhere, that you can't be exact with Asra. The Asra has to be within the share of Tokadei Dibble, which is a few seconds of the lav. And it's very hard to determine the exact time when the day ends, not to give Masra at that point in time where he'd been over the lab. That's the idea. But that's a bit more of a side point. But what we're saying is that this is a case of Asra Sophic, and we see that Rish Lakish is the one who says the reason you don't get Malchus by this case is because it's Asra Sophic. Rabbi Yechon does not give that reason. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon holds Hasra Sophic is okay. You don't need to have Hasra at the time where you're Vaday over. It's okay to give out straw at a time where you might not be over. Yeah, there's a lot of new things going on here, so anyone, please stop me. We'll go over anyways probably on Sunday, but you know, if anyone wants more clarity on any of these things, please fine. If not, we'll just see a bit farther at the moment. The Tabaya Ibn Ibn Yehuda. This machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Shmokesh is coming to explain the shitta of Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Shmokesh Ami Roim. They come to explain the shitta of Rabbi Yehuda, which is a Tanya. The Tanya says in the Braith, Reloises him manad boika, by nating manad boika, the Pasuk says, do not leave over from, this is talking about the Korban Pesach, that's what we were talking about before. The Kodshim Korban Pesach, you can't leave over until the morning. We know that you have to eat it by Chatzos. Yeah. Sorry, well, I think that's my focus there, but definitely you have to eat it by the morning. And if you leave it open to the morning, then you have to burn it and fire because the idea is a lav that we see in the passage that says a lav not to leave over from the Korban Pesach to the morning. But there's an assay that if you do leave it open to the morning, how can you fix it? By burning it. So although you transgress the lav, there's a way of fixing it. But because of Litin Asay Achalosis, the Pasuk is coming to give an Asay Achalosis. Loi Mashin Loi Knof to say, don't get Malchus. David Rabbi Yehuda, this is Shit Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, what is the reasoning here? Why do we need to have a Lav Hanitic Asay? What would happen if it wasn't a Lav Hanitic Asay? Would you get Malchus for it? Because, first of all, it might be Astrosophy. And secondly, there's no action. So lav shemi ma'isa. So this is where it's going to be. The source of the machlokes is going to be from Rav Shlakish. We have to leave it there, but we'll try it again. A lot of ideas coming in, and the problem tomorrow is changing constantly. So we have to maybe go over this shakim taria on the Sunday verse of Hashem.